KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the Atlantic City Council will discuss and act on the first reading of a 5.5% rate increase for sewer service during their meeting this evening at City Hall. City Administrator Doug Harris says if approved on the third and final reading, the monthly base fee for usage up to 3,000 gallons will increase $1.50 per month from $27 to $28.50. Additional usage above 3,000 gallons will increase 30 cents from $5.50 to $5.80 per 1,000 gallons over 3,000. Harris said the increase is needed to fund debt service and operating costs to the new wastewater treatment plant. He says fiscal year 2014, which begins July 1st of this year, will be the first full year of debt service payments and operating costs for the plant. The city's debt service payments will increase by more than $76,961, which reflects the fact the city did not draw down all of its state revolving loan funds or issue revenue bonds to finance the balance of the cost of the new plant until near the end of the current fiscal year. Another factor influencing the proposed rate increase is an increase in the annual utility billings, which will jump from $3,370 per year to $37,300 per year. In other business, the council will hold a public hearing on the sale of a lot at 314 Walnut Street, followed by action on a resolution approving the sale of the property for $30,000 to a local man who wishes to build a restaurant and sports bar on the site, with future plans for office space and luxury condominiums on the upper floors. And the council will act on resolutions approving the issuance of general obligation bonds for $2.7 million, along with a bond purchase agreement not to exceed $7.05 million for sewer revenue bonds. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30. News time is 7:08.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this morning in Conference Room 1 at the hospital. During that 7:30 session, the board will discuss and or act on matters pertaining to the fiscal year 2014 and fiscal year 2014 through 2018 operating budgets, as well as rehabilitation services. They're also expected to set the date for a public hearing on June 26th. Following other business and prior to adjournment, the CCMH Board of Trustees will enter into a closed session under the provisions of the Code of Iowa to discuss strategy with counsel pertaining to matters that are presently in litigation or where litigation is imminent. The Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meetings this morning beginning at 9 o'clock. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board will hear from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to a DOT construction agreement for Antique Country Drive and VA Director Rick Schecker about cell phone matters. The board will also hear from Brian Belden with the City of Stewart with regard to consent to a local option sales tax TIF resolution. In Atlantic, the Cass County Supervisors will act on an appointment to the County Zoning Board of Adjustment if a person is available to fill that vacancy position, as well as a resolution to add a farm-to-market or locally funded project. The project was identified as a bridge deck replacement on Jackson Road, S-14. In other business, the Cass Supervisors will act on the abatement of taxes for a property owned by the City of Lewis, and at 10 o'clock they'll discuss and possibly take action on a fiscal year 2014 licensed county software code support agreement and FY 2014 information technology services agreement, both of which are with Solutions Incorporated out of Spencer. A grant received through the efforts of Audubon firefighters' wives has resulted in the Audubon City Hall receiving a defibrillator. City Clerk Laura Hansen said that the City Council in Audubon was informed about the grant during their meeting Monday night. The Firehouse Flames Group is responsible for obtaining the grant which will also provide for the training of city personnel and those who serve congregate meals and the use of the life-saving device. Hansen said also that the city of Audubon will be sending out reminder notices to residents about the need to separate recyclable trash from regular trash. A copy of the rules regarding recycling will be included in the notice. Officials of the Oneida and Atlantic Volunteer Fire Departments have announced that they're once again hosting a very popular family-friendly event this summer. Round-trip rides on a vintage train pulled by a steam locomotive will be available between the two cities on Saturday, June the 8th. Three separate round-trip rides will originate in each city. The train will depart from Atlantic at 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m., and from Oneida at 10:25, 1:25, and 4:25 p.m., again on June the 8th. The passengers will board from the specific city at the specific times for each ride and will return to the point of their original departure. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese says Iowa Interstate Railroad asked them if they were interested in participating with them again this year, and they jumped at the chance. McNeese said the first time we tried this was 3 years ago, and it was a huge success. Oneida Chief Dwayne Murphy echoed those sentiments, saying we had a tremendous response and that we had to add a third ride to the day to accommodate the demand. The Chiefs expect strong sales again and urge everyone to get their tickets early to avoid being shut out, as only 400 tickets per city per ride are available. Both departments are working jointly on the project. Tickets are $14 for adults ages 12 and older and $7 for children. Infants who can ride on their parents' laps may ride for free. In Oneida, the tickets can be purchased at the Oneida Municipal Utilities and at Oneida Supply. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Troy Wheelock, age 51, of Oneida, died Saturday. Funeral services for Troy Wheelock will be today at 10:30 at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida has the arrangements. Bertha Marie Kixmiller, age 89, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Monday. Funeral services for Bertha Kixmiller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Everett Shepherd, age 62, of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for Everett Shepherd will be tomorrow, or rather on Friday, that is, at 10 o'clock, at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Joan Marie Hackwell Knuter, age 69, of Missouri and formerly of Oneida, died May the 9th. Memorial services for Joan Knuter will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Irene Mulhern, age 98, formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday. Graveside services for Irene Mulhern will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Lauren K. Matthews, age 88, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Lauren Matthews are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.